Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
I gotta start by saying how proud I am of you.
What?
For showing up to work on a day when I know you're so scared.
Dude, it's okay
to be scared.
I'm not scared. Oh, what am I supposed to
fearful?
Be scared?
Fearful? What was the word? You feel anxiety?
None. What's it?
You're telling me you didn't text me this morning going, it's Friday the 13th. I don't know if I can work.
I did not.
Oh, wait, did I text you that?
Yes.
One of us texted that. It's Friday. Like people.
Every year you freak out on this damn
because
day.
Because it's superstitions.
Because you believe in them and I do not.
Let me
see how much stress superstitions bring you.
Can I take it away from we're going to go away from superstitions to a different S word. Stereotypes.
Okay.
Do stereotypes exist for a reason?
Absolutely.
Because even though sometimes they can feel very racist or very sexist or whatever, we've done on our show where people go like, hey, I'm Hispanic and I'm really good at fixing sprinklers. And it's like, oh my God, we didn't make the racist thing. They called in and they go, this stereotype is kind of true.
Right. We've had people, I'm African-American and I love chicken and watermelon.
Right.
Yes.
So those feel like we're being racist, but we're not. We're repeating things people have said.
Yes.
So when I say that S word, you believe in stereotypes because even though it's not a blanket statement that all certain people of a certain race like this food or do this profession or whatever it is, there's some truth underneath it.
There must be, and for it to be
a stereotype.
There you go.
I feel the same way about superstitions.
Now, what do you mean by that?
I feel like things have happened to enough people have walked under a ladder and had some bad crap happen to them that walking under a ladder became a superstition. Maybe crap fell on them. Huh. Maybe, I'm just saying, I feel like superstitions are rooted in the same amount of...
I kind of see where you're going with
truthiness,
this.
Right?
For it to exist still today.
Right.
Okay.
And I don't know why Friday the 13th became a thing that we're afraid of.
Yeah, the unlucky number and then Friday.
Wait, why is 13 unlucky?
It has to be paganism or something or I
so it's just because it's a prime number.
Yeah, it's not an even number and I forget why.
I think the date, the 13th, specifically December 13th.
Dude, you should celebrate that day.
I've celebrated it for 30 years now. Well, it's Taylor Swift's birthday.
Oh, I was going to say it's your son's birthday.
Yeah, but who cares about him?
Oh, okay.
Taylor Swift was actually born on December.
She's a sad.
She's like, yeah, she is a sad. She's just like you.
Yep.
So here's what we want to do. We want to talk to people. If you're a little bit scared, it doesn't have to be about today, but if you have what we like to call a silly superstition.
Yes.
You're like weirded out by something that, I don't know what it is. Let's go through some of the silly superstitions that are out there.
Okay.
Don't toast with water.
Oh no, I was taught a long time ago that brings bad luck to the person that gets with the water.
I don't know if I have this capability to rewind everything we've just said, but a little while ago you were like, weak-minded people like you, Slacker, and I don't believe in superstitions.
Yeah.
Yet you jumped right in on this one like you were...
I didn't say I believed it. I was.
Oh, but you were told it.
Kindly told this
Got
one.
It.
Yeah.
But you don't believe it. So you would...
I've toasted with... You know what? I purposely toast with water and nothing ever happens.
This came from the Germans. They say bad luck will befall you if there's water in that glass. It's actually rooted in an ancient Greek belief about the dead drinking from the river Lethe.
Okay. Wow.
So I think the Germans brought it into just the alcoholism. They were like,
gotcha.
What's fun about drinking water?
It's all toasted.
What's fun about drinking? Yeah.
Vata.
Vata. Get to the chopper. But yeah, so toasting with water.
Okay, that's
a silly superstition.
Silly superstition.
I don't want to like get off track again because I think there's a fine line between traditions and tics or superstitions and tics.
Okay.
But like you had a superstition about your goody comb, your pink goody comb that you had to have when you were throwing pitches as Cool Breeze.
Why do you remember
because
that?
I keep a black book of things you for must. When you're a jerk.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. I used to have a pink.
That's a superstition, or what's another word for what?
It wasn't a ritual.
No,
it was just fashion.
Here's another silly superstition. By the way, we want your silly stupid. Yeah. Like, once you, if you've got one, we want, like, Steve will not poo-poo it. In fact, he'll probably jump in and tell you the origin of it. But if you've got a silly superstition, it's time to call us. Here's what the don't whistle indoors.
Okay. Why? What's wrong?
I've never heard this one before, but it says you've heard that bad luck can happen when you open an umbrella indoors, which I never do.
I have heard that one.
My kids will they'll get a new umbrella and they're like, start opening. I'm like literally diving on them. I'm like, no. They're like, what? I'm like, I don't even know what happens.
Okay. See, they weren't into this tradition. They weren't tainted by this negativity until you slopped your onto them.
Are they not tainted, or would they have just opened it and they would have instantly vaporized, and then I would have been like, I would have been a bad father for not quote tainting them.
Is that what happens?
I don't know. Why don't we grab an umbrella and have you pop that bad boy open?
I'll do it because I don't believe it. I don't believe in any of that.
You know what? I will say this. Okay. I believe you. Because remember that day? This was a long time ago, but I literally laid out a path of pennies on the ground.
Oh, that's...
Every single one, tails up. Now, Steve would never bend over for a penny.
I just can't bend over.
If Steve pays for something and it's a dollar three, hands two, they give him 97 cents back in change, he'll throw the 97 cents in the trash.
I will, because it's just a waste. It weights me down.
Yes, it's a pocket. It's like, I can't handle this.
It's junk.
But in this instance, you picked them all up just to show you don't care.
And nothing ever happened.
Did it not?
It did not.
Something happened.
Like what?
The repercussions are being felt around the world. Something happened to somebody.
It didn't happen to me, but I forced this on the world.
That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
I think that was election day in the Ukraine.
Quick mix up.
Yes. Something bad happened. So don't whistle indoors. Okay. I don't know if it's related to opening an umbrella indoors, but... apparently, certain dangers can happen when you whistle inside.
Like,
it was held a popular belief held by the Lithuanians.
Huh.
The act of whistling indoors is believed to call little devils into your home.
Okay,
and it's also considered rude.
Whistling in, but outside it's okay, but inside I can't.
Outside, yes. Do you believe in this one? And I kind of do believe in this one. If your nose is itchy, it means bad news is coming.
Okay, how do you correlate one?
There's
how
something about, I don't know.
And you were just itching your nose.
No, I was just,
now
I was just,
again,
I, but it,
and you're doing it
doesn't
again.
Actually itch. Oh my God.
It's like
I just got a text from my wife, her car exploded.
Yeah, what?
I should stop touching
my
nose.
Did you itch your nose?
It's a belief that,
that one's weird.
An itch on your nose hints at trouble and sorrow heading your way. On the an itch on the oh that's inside your nose.
Okay, could
on
you
the,
not,
yeah, I know I did just you, I did just put my finger a lot farther into my nose. I was reading the paper at the same time. I didn't realize it was going to go that far.
And then
apologies.
Did you just wipe it on your paper?
I just wiped it on my mouth.
Okay,
an itch on the outside of your nose is just as unwelcome. It symbolizes it won't be long before you're annoyed, cursed, or meet with a fool.
Oh, okay. What do you look at me for?
No wonder my nose is itchy about 2:59 every day. All right. So we've got, don't buy a stroller before your baby is born.
Oh, I've never heard that. That must be a newer one.
Yes, it's in United Kingdom and China. You can choose it and even buy it, but don't get it delivered until the baby has been safely delivered.
Oh, you're putting
unless
the cart,
you want to risk, yeah.
Yeah,
cart before the horse.
Yeah.
All right. These are silly, but if you've got a silly superstition as well, we'd love to hear all about it. Ellen?
Yai.
Superstitions.
Okay, my grandparents were Eastern European, and I don't think you can get any more superstitious than that. Melech Moivis, the angel of death, lurks around with a poison sword and stabs you with it when you're not looking.
Okay,
my father, at the age of 11, had a life-threatening illness, and Melech Moivis was lurking around trying to get him.
What? So, according to them, yeah.
My grandparents sold him for a silver dollar to his godfather and changed his name so that Melech Moivis wouldn't be able to find him.
What?
And it worked. He lived another 65 years. He survived two comas, a cardiac arrest, four heart surgeries, and a stroke.
By being sold for, and I'm sure the silver dollar was significant.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah.
And changed his name. So this is your father?
Yes.
So your name is a different name than it wouldn't have been had whoever hadn't poked your father when he was a child?
No, they changed his middle name.
Oh, just his middle name.
Yeah, they changed it from Stanley to Chaim, which means life.
Dang.
That is a level of commitment
wow.
to superstitions.
Is nuts. Sold a child.
Sold a child. Wow. Ellen, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Superstitions.
All right. So every time I open a gallon of milk and it's expired, I have to put my shoes on. Or else something bad happens to me in the next 15 minutes.
How did you come up with that?
That's one of the weirdest things. No, I'm really bad at keeping up with the expiration dates on milk. And so one time I didn't put my shoes on after I opened an expired gallon of milk. And I fell down the stairs and I broke a toe.
It's okay. And you think it's related to the milk and shoes? Because I'm with Steve. I mean, I'm more of a believer in the superstitions, but I just know, I'm just curious how they got brought together. The expired milk is bad, the not wearing your shoes. Like, but they had to, something in your brain clicked to go,
intersect.
Oh God, there's expired milk. Where are my shoes? That's,
I don't know where it came from. I just know my family does it.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Like that one.
How about you just drink your milk on time?
Well.
Thank you for the call, Tyler. Bethany?
Yay.
Superstitions.
Okay, so this one is shared between me and my three brothers. Anytime we watch a live action musical, something bad happens.
Okay, how often we all hit live action?
I'll just say this. There's something bad that happened to you is you had to sit through a musical. That's the beginning. Like you couldn't. I've actually gone to a theater thinking I'm just seeing a play, which I'm not super play guy, but like you go, it's like, I've heard good things about Rent. And I get in there and it's like, we're going to hear about the play. It's like two sentences, the riches do. And you're like, oh crap. They're going to sing everything.
It's like a midnight mass at a Catholic church. They sing everything.
Midnight mass at a Catholic church. I bet bad things happen when you do that too. Cause it's almost the same as Steve has nailed the live action musical. What has happened to you when you've gone to see one?
Yeah. All four of you.
So the last time I saw a live action musical, I got in a really bad accident and I shattered my wrist.
Whoa.
The time before that, my second eldest brother saw a musical and his girlfriend broke up with him.
Well, he's a musical guy.
So she's like, really? You went to see Cats? We're through.
And last week, my youngest brother thought he was safe from the jinx, but he saw a live-action musical, and then he got, like, an F in one of his tests.
So it's like they sneak up on him, these live-action music, he's minor noses.
I love everything about this superstition. I love everything about this.
This one's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you for the call, Bethany.
That's cool.
That's one I'm going to live by whether I believe it or not.
Stay away from live-action.
All you guys who are sending us tickets to your live-action musicals. Nope, can't do it. Bad juju.
Well.
Non-bafflable juju right there. JJ?
Yai.
Superstitions.
My superstition is breaking the pole or splitting the pole. Like, say there's a group of five people walking. Four of them go on the left side. One of them goes on the right side.
Of a pole? Oh, like a light pole or a traffic pole?
You have to have...
traffic pole. Doesn't matter. If it's a pole...
So you can never, if there's four of you, do you split it evenly or is there always just one on one side?
No, everybody has to go on the same side. If somebody splits the pole and there's one person that goes around, he has to turn around and go back around the side that everybody else does. And if not, something will happen to him in that friendship.
So JJ, so if I'm walking down the street with you, it's a major pain in the
because I got to constantly either be single file behind you or on the right side of the pole.
I normally stop and I wait to see what side they're going on and then I follow behind them.
Oh, okay. Wow. You know, all you got to do, and this is true, all you got to do is say bread and butter as you're going to the pole, and then I forget what you say after, but my mom used to say we'd be walking and there'd be a pole or whatever, and she'd go bread and butter, and then back together. So it's like bread and butter are meant to be together, so like we would split for the pole, and then if
wow.
JJ, you're missing part of your superstition, man. I think you
there's,
can... I think you can, if you can have an incantation
like a carbs and with some burning sort of dairy sage.
that's amazing, JJ.
That one?
I get it.
Yeah.
So he has to double back and go around.
That's a lot.
That is. Jackie.
Yay.
Superstitions.
Yeah, so I am very superstitious every time my favorite football team plays. And the one season where they lost the conference championship, I had to bake a cake or bake something every game. And when they lost, my mom frosted the cake.
Oh.
So the wrong person baked the cake. You cost the team a championship.
Exactly. Yep.
Jackie. Yep.
Well, you need to call those guys and compensate them with some of your baked goods.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.